Here we go again with another edition of the American Cattleman Podcast. My name is Dustin Hector, and I'm glad you're joining us today. Just ahead, we have the publisher of the American Cattleman, Gail McKinney, and he sits down with Josh Gaskamp, the regenerative ranching advisor and manager for Noble Research Institute. You'll hear a little bit about Josh's background. You'll hear the Noble mission statement and how that came to be. And lastly, they'll dig into regenerative agriculture, what that looks like and what it means. But first, a word from our sponsor, the official hat company of the American Cattleman, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery.
It's way more than just a hat. It's a piece of American tradition. We're talking about Shorty's Cowboy Hattery, the finest handmade hats in the country. Founded by National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame, Lavona Shorty Coger. For over 30 years, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery has covered the heads of rodeo stars, music stars, working ranch cowboys, and folks that just want to look like one. Shorty's hats remain world famous and are sought after for their attention to detail, intricate sewing process, and signature beaver fur and beaver fur blends. You gotta get you one or two. Visit shortyshattery.com because you deserve the best.
The USDA released new census data this February, giving our industry a real wake-up call. The USDA report indicates that the number of farm operating in the United States and the number of farm acres have both fallen significantly. There were more than 141,000 fewer farms in 2022 than in 2017, and the number of farm acres was reduced by a whopping 20 million acres in the same five-year period. Tell me that's not disturbing. Being a farmer and or rancher provides a great way of life, but for it to be sustainable, it must be both profitable and enjoyable. Younger generations are finding ways to make much more money with far less labor. Can you blame them? The number of beef cow operations have declined a whopping 31% in the last 25 years, with the biggest decline taking place in the last 5 years. Nearly all the decline has been that of smaller producers. What happened to swine and the poultry industries is now happening in the cattle industry. If you are a cow-calf producer, your survival will be dependent upon your ability to adapt and change with the times. The sooner you change, the better. The most profitable and successful cow-calf producers started to make the necessary changes 25 years ago. Over time, more and more producers have made those changes. There have always been huge benefits to being early to make the necessary changes. There will always be enormous consequences for being late. There are many components to this conversation, and today, Gail McKinney discusses one of the most important with Josh Gaskamp. Regenerative management recognizes that each decision made on the ranch impacts the interactions of the soil, plants, water, animals, economics, and people. Seems like something we should all embrace. And before we kick it over to Gail, we have a quick word from Bob Tallman and one of our sponsors, Rawhide Portable Corral.
We understand cattle. That's why the world's first hydraulic corral just keeps getting better. Our system is simple, flexible, and durable, built to keep your cattle operations easy and trouble-free. All the best features of a portable system with unmatched customer service is why Rawhide is often imitated, never duplicated. The Rawhide Portable Corral.
Now here is Gil McKinney.
Thank you, Dustin. Hey, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the American Cattleman's Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name's Gail McKinney. I'm the publisher of American Cattleman, and I'm pleased to have you join me for this episode of the American Cattleman Podcast. Today's guest is Josh Gaskamp with Noble Research Institute of Ardmore, Oklahoma. Josh, welcome to the American Cattleman Podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hey, Josh. We'll get into some topics here pretty soon about regenerative ranching and giving the folks more information on that and really getting some educational background for them and myself. But it looks like I got a little information on you. You're the regenerative ranching advisor, and then you're the manager of the producer guidance department. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So what's that entail, and how did you end up at Noble?
Yeah, so I grew up in Central Texas. I was born and raised hunting and fishing, spending a lot of time outdoors. And so obviously when I went to school, I had to do something outdoors. And I ran into the Noble Research Institute when I was in college, did an internship with them, and basically fell in love with the vision and the mission of this organization, and with Lloyd Noble, the founder of this organization, and really trying to help farmers and ranchers achieve land stewardship on their farming and ranching operations. And so that was my introduction to Noble. That's where I kind of met this organization here, this gym in southern Oklahoma, and I've been at the organization for about 17 years. I've done everything from research on native game to grazing management with livestock producers to now I manage our education an education effort that we have going forward here at Noble. And that's centered around regenerative principles, helping ranchers apply regenerative principles on their landscape to do what our founder Lloyd Noble, set forth in his mission back in 1945.
That love of hunting and fishing just really fit right in for you, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we one of the other things we do here, we have a hunting and fishing magazine, the Iowa Sportsman, here in Iowa. So we'll have to have you up sometime and show you where the big whitetail live.
Oh, I'd love to be there.
Hey, Josh, let's talk a little bit about the history of Noble Research Institute. It's been around since I think about 1945, and it really has a great past and bright future. So can you just kind of elaborate on that history for me a little bit?
Yeah, so we were founded by Lloyd Noble. He was an oil man. The organization was founded back in 1945. Unlike many people of the time, he was very innovative. He owned an oil business that tried to put like the best technologies on these drilling rigs and things like that. And he also had a plane. And so, just following the Dust Bowl, he was one of the few people flying around. And he saw the devastation of farm grounds that had been farmed for decades, and cotton farming and things like that. And so he saw the devastation. And he wanted to set up an organization to help farmers and ranchers take better care of the soil. That was the mission back in 1945. The mission is the same today. We use different words to describe it, but the mission is the same today. And this organization has, grown to, well, we've got about 200 employees now. And we absolutely believe in that mission. Our new mission is to guide farmers and ranchers in applying regenerative principles that yield healthier soil, more productive grazing land, and business success. And so our pur you know the purpose we have is to help land stewards utilize grazing animals to better the landscape, to better the soils beneath them, to make their operations more profitable. And that's, we've our like again our mission and purpose hasn't changed, but our ways to educate farmers or ranchers has evolved. We've historically done lots of research at the organization and put together publications to help to help our peers as well as ranchers improve soils on their landscape. Now our one of our bigger focuses is let's build training. Let's work with some instructional designers to build adult education that can really transform these operations for producers, help producers see the benefits of regenerative ranching, help producers see how certain principles that they put into their business planning can actually make them the most profitable that they've ever seen.
Everyone, we're with Josh Gaskamp, who's the Noble Research Institute's Manager of Producer Guidance today. And we're getting some educational background and some information and places that we can go to find more information on that from Josh. And Josh, can you just give folks the basic definition of regenerative agriculture and then let's go into it a little deeper.
Yeah, so basically, regenerative agriculture is using a set of principles to enhance ecosystem processes on the landscape. basically it's working with Mother Nature rather than against her. What we want to do in regenerating soil means that we are improving it. And so we really focus our education with farmers and ranchers not on sustaining soil, but how do we actually build soils? You know, back in the days of the Dust Bowl, we depleted soils and those soils ran off of our landscapes. Into rivers where they blew off the landscape during the Dust Bowl. And so we want to revitalize those soils, bring our soils back to life. Soils are a living, breathing organism, and we want to bring those back to life because that, in a nutshell, makes our grazing lands more productive, which makes them more profitable to the ranching businesses that reside on them.
So, how's the reception to that from the farm community and the ranch community?
You know, it's all over the place. I mean, there's those that, you know, there's those producers that believe, I mean, all producers, most producers believe that they are regenerating the land. And that's the first hurdle is to get in the mindset that I want to make sure and improve this. I mean, most ranchers we encounter want to make it better for the next generation. And so the difference lies in not in the mentality of the producer necessarily, but it lies in the interpretation of those principles or practices that they apply on the landscape. And you know, we have producers that, you know, they want to do everything that they can to regenerate the soil, and that is the priority number one. And then you have other producers that, well, yeah, I want to do those things, but not at the sake of profitability. And what we're here to show producers is in our courses that we're developing, it is that they're not mutually exclusive. We want to show producers that using regenerative principles, there's, you know, regenerative principles are good business principles because they promote the long-term sustainability or long-term profitability of an operation. As we build soil, we build the carrying capacity of our ranch. We're building educational components into our courses that help producers come to the self-realization that, look, if I improve the soil by, you know, on my ranch by incorporating these particular principles or practices, it increases the carrying capacity of my ranch. And if I increase the carrying capacity of my ranch, I can run 150 cattle instead of 100. Oh, that increases the profitability of my ranch. But I've also done that now without feeding hay. I've eliminated inputs like hay and fertility because I'm utilizing these principles to actually mimic or work in sync with Mother Nature to provide those natural benefits to the landscape with our livestock.
So Josh, then if we have a segment of the industry that is bought in and a segment that's not, how does that coincide with each other? Can we still get benefit by that segment embracing regenerative ag?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody, you know, regenerating 1 acre benefits the community as a whole. And when I say the community as a whole, that means the plants, the animals, the people around those plants and animals. You know, so the, you know, a regenerated acre will clean water, clean the air, will provide good nourishment for, you know, for humans to consume, you know, good quality vegetables and animal products. And so regenerative agriculture or regenerative ranching really is a way for us to take better care of ourselves in addition to taking better care of the land.
It makes a lot of sense. So let's talk cow-calf producers just a little bit specifically. So, you know, we're talking to a rancher who says, "Josh, I've been doing this forever. I take care of my ground to keep the weeds down. I graze my cattle. I take them over here and I graze this pasture and I bring them back and I'm doing everything right." What's there they're missing?
Adaptability. Probably, you know, most producers that start out they have that mindset that they start out the conversation with, "Hey, I've been doing this a long time. And Harley, most of those producers are they're kind of set into a pattern. You know, they're well, this is, you know, my dad was doing it this way and he was very successful. He probably is regenerating the land, but we can always, even, you know, even people that have been doing it a long time can always do it a little bit better, and we can also be a little more profitable. And so it's not just about taking care of the land, it's also taking care of the producer that's on the land so they can stay on the land and continue doing good things. And so we can always improve a little bit. And for those producers that say, you know, I've been doing this a long time, I've got my cow calf operation, I do rotational grazing, I would encourage those producers to look into regenerative ranching, or you know, or look into some more advanced efforts to implement higher stock densities, implement more rest and recovery for a particular ground by maybe adding more paddocks or even temporary paddocks, things like that, so that we can give Mother Nature what she needs. She needs rest and recovery. We could also give livestock what they need, better quality forage. Every time we move, they're getting the best quality forage off the top. And so, yeah, some people will tell you, well, this takes more effort. It really doesn't. I mean, most producers go out and check their cows daily anyway, and it becomes very easy to move livestock with more of an adaptive approach. And I'm not saying move cattle daily, but think about how can I subdivide a little bit more? How can I give cattle or my livestock a little higher quality nutrition by giving them the freshest growth? And how can I give my landscapes the optimal or the most rest they can, the recovery that they can actually, the as much recovery as they actually need to get back to pre-graze situation? Because that's how we really optimize the use of every acre. Take one bite from every plant on every acre on your ranch and then do it again.
It makes a lot of sense. So better forage should translate into better profits, I would assume, and probably healthier cows.
Absolutely. Healthier cows, more productive, a more productive cow calf operation, a more profitable cow calf operation, and one with higher carrying capacities. One, your ranch, you know, if producers ch really choose to move in this direction, you know, they will have higher carrying. We can prove that there's higher carrying capacities. They can prove to themselves that there's higher carrying capacities on their ranch after they implement some of this. And you know, what we tell producers in some of our classes is, hey, go, don't, I'm not, don't start on the entire ranch. Aim small and miss small. Start on an acre. See how you know what that does for you. Get, you know, and you know, start on an acre. See what it does for your operation. And then, as you see improvement, if you see benefits to that, then start growing that across your entire ranch.
Josh, sustainability is the big buzzword of the industry, and this would seem to me just to tie right into the whole mantra.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's, you know, I pointed out a little earlier that our, you know, sustainability used to be, you know, the big word here at our organization too, and we forced ourselves to ask the question, you know, is it, are we, did our founder ask us to sustain the soils, to sustain ranching, or did he ask us to improve it? And you know, I don't want to get into the definition of regenerative versus sustainability, or that doesn't really matter.
Sure.
We really chose that we want to just do more than sustain, regardless of what the terminology is. We want to help producers make a better livelihood, a better soil, a better product, on those grazing lands.
Yeah, and you answered one of my questions that we've worked with Noble Research a long time, and you've provided articles for us for our media products, and there used to be a little bit broader offering, but now you're really focused in on the regenerative agriculture.
Absolutely.
Josh, you spoke a little bit about education, and I noticed on the website earlier that you actually have courses that folks can sign up for. You want to talk a little bit about those?
Sure. So right now we've got two courses out there being taught in various locations. We're mostly in the Southern Great Plains, you know, all from Nebraska down to Texas this year. But we've got our Noble Land Essentials, which is a course that's really designed to help producers understand and begin implementing those soil health principles to enhance the natural processes on their landscape. So that we teach those soil health principles, and we teach how that they can monitor their successes, how they can improve their ranches as a whole. And it's not tied to just livestock production. I mean, a producer that really all they, you know, their primary motivation to have a ranch is recreational activity, hunting, fishing, things like that. That course is for those producers as well. And then we have our Noble Grazing Essentials class that is really focused on teaching producers the skill of regenerative or adaptive grazing. And so that course is a 3-day course. It is very involved. Producers come and actually move livestock. They get to experience things like 1 million pounds of stock density and what that can do for their ranch. They get to come and build a map of their personal property and begin putting infrastructure improvements on that property, as well as understanding and adjusting their livestock numbers by the carrying capacity that their ranch actually supports. So those are the two courses we have today, and are currently available for people to sign up for. We're also building an advanced grazing course that's really going to talk about, rather than the skill of grazing, we're going to talk about the business of grazing, where we start talking about, here's how you understand what infrastructure improvements you can make. Here's how you understand utilization rate. So if instead of taking 50% of take half, leave half, if I take 25%, this is how that translates to a larger carrying capacity, more forage production, and greater profitability on my ranch. Same thing for the infrastructure improvements, how a person can pencil those out. Then we're also building a Noble Business Essentials class, which will be available later this year. And that's really understanding all the business components. This is thinking of your ranch as a business rather than a lifestyle. And that course is going to help producers plan various aspects of the business on their ranching operation.
And everyone, those classes are live on site, Josh, correct? Most of them. They have a small fee associated with them.
Yeah, so anybody can go to our website and find those courses, as well as we're on all the social media channels. They are the currently the grazing course and the land course are both in-person classes. The Noble Land Essentials is a 2-day class, and Noble Grazing Essentials is a 3-day class. They are very much on site, interactive, hands-on, but they are offered, in different parts of the country. We will eventually be building some online courses in the future as well. But currently, we're sort of upskilling in this area, where producers can come and actually be very hands-on.
Josh, this has really been interesting, and I think let's make sure we get the website for folks. That's www.noble.org. And any other contact information you'd like to give out there, or do you want folks to go there?
Yeah, I think the best way for people to connect with us is if you go to no the to www.noble.org. You can connect with us. There's generally speaking, when you go to that website, a banner will pop up and allow you to join our network of we've got a Noble Rancher publication that goes out once a week. And so that's a good way to stay connected. But then also on social media, we're very active on all the social media channels. That is probably the best way to stay in touch and see what's going on at Noble, those two modalities. And boy, we're happy to have anybody reach out and call us, though. Our contact information to the organization are right there on that page.
Josh, thank you. This has just been enjoyable, and we also thank Noble Research Institute for everything they do for the livestock industry, and specifically for the cow-calf industry.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Everyone, that's Josh Gaskamp of the Noble Research Institute. Make sure you check them out at www.noble.org. This is a fine and fine organization that the American Cattleman has had the pleasure to work with for years. You can't do better than learning from these folks. So please go to that website. Thanks, everyone. for listening to this episode of the American Cattleman Podcast. Make sure you tell your neighbors and friends about us. Take care. We'll see you again.
A special thanks to Josh Gaskamp from Noble Research Institute for taking time to chat today. Also, special thanks to our sponsors, Rawhide Portable Corrals and Shorty's Cowboy Hattery. We hope you enjoyed your time with us. For more information or to listen to previous episodes, visit our website, www.americancattleman.com, or check us out on social media by searching American Cattleman. The American Cattleman Podcast is produced by the American Cattleman Magazine. That's it for today, folks. Until next time, make sure the gate is always closed.